Put away those plows. We're visiting today with Jason Cavadini, Marshfield Agricultural Research Station, University of Wisconsin-Madison, and the College of Agricultural and Life Sciences, and I'm C.V. Kenyon. Jason, tell us how people can put away their plows.
We have been experimenting with no-till planting here for the last two growing seasons now. This year we're at about 80% of our acres we planted no-till. Started out with primarily corn, and now we're doing corn, soybeans, alfalfa, wheat. Almost all of our crops, we're doing some acres of no-till.
Jason, I'm going to ask you to explain to us what no-till is.
No-till planting simply is planting a crop without doing primary tillage, which sometimes three passes of tillage before planting operations.
And Jason, what are some of the potential advantages of this no-till system?
One of the main ones is the cost. Less trips across the field with equipment, so less fuel used. Also, equipment savings. That's basically the financial side of it, but there's also the whole soil productivity side of things.
Jason, go ahead and give us a kind of a list of the things you like about the no-till system.
The long-term no-till soil that is firm at the surface but takes in water readily is what we're really trying to achieve here. What we see is that farmers have for years been fighting the soil, trying to make it do what they want it to do. Here in central Wisconsin, it's what do we do with the water? How do we get it to move off of the surface? How do we get it to drain better? If through no-till, we can allow the soil to do what it really wants to do, in our opinion, that's the best way of doing it. So if we can achieve a soil that's going to readily take in water, we think that will solve a lot of the challenges that we face here every year.
And Jason, tell us a little bit about how you're working with the farmers here in this area.
We have started a group, what we're calling Central Wisconsin No-Tillers. A year ago, we had a planter that we were setting up here on the station with different combinations of no-till tools. We're trying to determine what the best setup is for our soils here. We decided to invite farmers after we're finished planting in the spring to tell them what we found with our research planter. About 10 farmers showed up, but it was a very productive meeting. We tried to address things that they were questioning, and we did the same thing again, and 46 farmers showed up. And I guess every time we find out about something that has worked for a farmer, we all celebrate that together.
We've been visiting with Jason Cavadini, Marshfield Agricultural Research Station, University of Wisconsin-Madison, and the College of Agricultural and Life Sciences, and I'm C.V. Kenyon.